90 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As of tonight, a U.S. Senator, nine members of the House, and Hollywood A-lister and mega donor George Clooney all calling for President Biden to end his re-election campaign. This is tomorrow. Mr. Biden's scheduled to hold a live press conference. ABC contributing political correspondent Rachel Bade.
I have actually heard Democrats say to me that they hope he fumbles and that it forces this conversation anew. But look, even if it goes smoothly, clearly these frontliners in these difficult re-elections who are facing down Republican challengers, clearly Democratic leaders, they're not convinced that Biden should be staying in this race right now.
At the NATO summit in D.C., the group's most serious rebuke against Beijing, calling China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. In heavily Republican Arkansas, election officials today rejecting petitions submitted for an abortion rights ballot measure that organizers had hoped to put before voters this fall. This is ABC News. A single-engine firefighting aircraft crashed into a Montana reservoir, killing the female pilot. Officials say the crash happened as the craft was scooping up water to battle a blaze nearby. A takeoff aborted at the Tampa International Airport.
Frightening moments mid-takeoff after tires on this American Airlines plane explode as it was speeding down the runway. The plane headed to Phoenix from Tampa with 180 people on board, the pilot aborting the takeoff. Sparks seen flying, emergency crews racing in. American Airlines saying the plane experienced a mechanical issue and they're investigating the incident. No injuries were reported.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Passengers were bussed to the terminal for other flights. The U.S. Soccer Federation confirms that Greg Berhalter was fired as the manager of the U.S. men's national team effective immediately. It comes after the team's poor performance at the 2024 Copa America. The U.S. failed to get past the group stage. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are out with their plans for a parade near the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
The Coalition to March on the RNC 2024 will begin their demonstration at Red Arrow Park, crossing the Milwaukee River four times and then entering the soft security zone. Organizers say the march, scheduled for noon on Monday, aims to bring protesters as close as legally possible to the convention while respecting court-ordered boundaries. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month. That's about 300 passengers on each trip. Wisconsin's transportation secretary calls the data promising. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers reload for the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the three-game series tonight between the Brewers and the Pirates at AmFam Field. Last night was a mess. The crew giving up five home runs, including a grand slam by catcher Joey Bart, on the way to a 12-2 win over the Brewers. So how can the Pirates, who have struggled to get to 500, blow out the first-place Brewers? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's the division, and those guys know us, and we know them, and we go back and forth no matter what the records are or whatever, and they're a really good team, and they got really good pitching.
Hockey, the NHL bringing a preseason game to Milwaukee between the Chicago Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues in October. It'll be at Fiserv Forum. Tennis, after winning a match at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic lashed out at fans for allegedly booing him, even though his opponent was named Holger Rune.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Stray storm or two this evening, otherwise some clearing overnight and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. High mid-80s, low storm chance. Sunshine and a high in the mid-80s on Friday. Slight storm chances for the weekend. Highs upper 80s to low 90s. It's 71 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good, this week with State Assembly Rep Francesca Hong.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tis a strange mystery, the power of words. Life is in them, and death. A word can send the crimson color hurrying to the cheek, hurrying with the many meanings. Work and turn the current cold and deadly to the heart. Anger and fear in them. Grief and joy are on their sound, yet slight, impalpable. A word is but a breath of passing air. What are in our words? It is Word Wednesday. It is Watch Your Language Wednesday. What should be in the power of our words? What do we need to hear from one another? We'll also cover some news today. We'll have Pop on at 10:30 for news with my dad. I wanted to flag a couple things in terms of news. One, a little bit of a signal that Jerome Powell and the Fed might be lowering interest rates. But he said cutting interest rates too late or too little could hit jobs. Fed chair warns, telling senators in a congressional hearing that elevated inflation is not the only risk we face. Understand, there is pressure that is applied to a Fed chair. That pressure seems historically to be more palpable and more, or at least more heard, when it is a Republican administration. Fed chairs have tended to do more of the bidding. They have tended to lower interest rates when Republicans have been president and raise interest rates when Democrats have been president. When interest rates are lower, that tends to spur economic development, and when interest rates are raised, it tends to lower it. That said, despite all of that, Democratic presidents have been more successful in the last 50-plus years in spurring economic growth rather than yielding recessions than Republicans in that same time period, really most of my lifetime, certainly since the Reagan administration. And I am a little concerned that we will, in fact, that Joe Biden is suffering from a set of attacks that are not, cannot just be seen on their face. And one of those has been the attack by the Fed. The words of the Fed can be powerful. So can the words of a new prime minister. I was hoping we could play a clip from Keir Starmer. This is a clip of his acceptance speech. His acceptance speech is only 6 minutes long. And I won't comment much on it first. I want to give him time to load it up. And then I want to comment on it after. And I want to see that we had a caller yesterday who had the same, maybe it was the day before, but had the same very similar reaction I had. I was moved by it. And maybe surprisingly so, because it, I don't know if it was otherwise, would have been described as moving. I was surprised anybody was moved by it. I was surprised I was moved by it. But if we've got the clip, why don't we play it?
Country off. You have given us a clear mandate, and we will use it to deliver change, to restore service and respect to politics, end the era of noisy performance, tread more lightly on your lives, and unite our country. Four nations standing together again, facing down, as we have so often in our past, the challenges of an insecure world, committed to a calm and patient rebuilding. So, with respect and humility, I invite you all to join this government of service in the mission of national renewal. Our work is urgent, and we begin it today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let me tell you what I found remarkable. And by remarkable, I mean worthy of remark. A calm and patient rebuilding. He says that the work is urgent, but he says a calm and patient rebuilding. Maybe that's just because it's Britain. Keep calm and carry on. The other is with respect and humility, which is very different than audacity and courage, which is very different than table thumping, which is very different than I alone can fix it. I noticed, I'd spent time as an activist and I spent time as an elected official, and I noticed the difference in those spheres, that very often, and the Capitol is called the building, and power outside the building. When they say, oh, let's get it done in the building, they mean, oh, let's get a law passed, let's actually have it happen rather than ballot issue or something else. It's, oh, let's work in the building. They refer to the building, for the Capitol as the building. Now, outside the building, effectiveness and impact tended to be closely related to one's ability to elevate the temperature in the room. But once in the building, when you're just dealing with a matter in the building, inside the building, success is more closely linked to the ability to lower the temperature in the room. The table thumping outside said, we got big problems, we got need big solutions. That's the way you built rallies. That's the way you raised money. That's the way you got people to care. That's, in fact, the way you got politicians to respond. I am not insulting that measure of politics. I am complimenting. It is necessary. Vigor is required. And then to pass a bill was different. The bill that was easiest to pass was a bill that was labeled a technical fix. If you called a bill a technical fix, it could be something that did any manner of mischief. But if it was a technical fix, and if people thought it was a technical fix, I'd sail through. And they would just pass. Outside the building, outside the Capitol, in the activist space, elevating the temperature of the room yielded success. Inside the building, within the legislative process, calm and patient rebuilding. Breathing, lowering the temperature of the room, trying not to trigger greater resistance than is necessary. The next line, another word choice, respect and humility. Respect and humility. Not, these are my enemies. He started out, I only wanted to play the, thanks for listening, I only wanted to play the end portion. But the beginning portion, he spent 6 minutes, he spent 45 seconds of it praising the person he just whooped. And it's, and if you have a long acceptance speech, you have a 20-minute speech, and you spend 20 seconds, I want to thank the previous administration, well, that's one thing. But if you're spending a seventh of your time, an eighth of your time on praising the person that you just defeated, that's it. And then you finish with the line respect and humility. That's interesting. Even the word humility, I'm trying to remember, I'm sure it's been used, but it hit me like a ton of bricks to talk about humility in an acceptance speech. very different from George W. Bush saying, I got capital, I got political capital, I'm going to spend it. Very different from Barack Obama saying almost those precise words, but instead saying respect and humility, and then a commitment to service, to understand this is not about us. This is not about the elected official. This is not look at me, I alone can fix it. This is about all of us. We have a commitment to service. Those ideas feel worth spreading. We fixate so much on who our leading electoral leader is, and who the president might be. When we elect administrations, we elect movements, we elect ideas, and those ideas, those movements need to be rooted in service and in renewal. We'll be back. I'm Jeff.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So we think about words on Wednesday. What words are on our mind? Humility is one of the words on mine.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place, and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
And we are back. Let us go to your phone calls. Let's hear from Beachside Bill in Orlando. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, afternoon, Jefferson. Hope all's well.
Yep.
With everybody. I got a couple points. I'll get to blood in a second, but I think looking ahead to the future,
We're going to try to get through a bunch, and I got to you first. So give us your best thing.
Okay, the best thing is I think the vice president and the second gentleman should speak at the opening of the French for the Paris Olympics, right? I think she could speak on the diversity of America's athletes, our athletes. And I think it would be one of those speeches for her to speak to not just America but the world, and be one of those speeches like with Obama at the 2004 DNC and things like that. It'd be one of those speeches that she could really uplift America and get her point across no matter what. And I support Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'll say that from the outset. So what do you think?
I think it's a brilliant idea. Does the President of the United States, does a world leader from not the host country get a chance to give a speech? Are they invited to do that?
I think they have in the past. I mean, I can't, you'd have to fact check me on it, but I think they have. But I don't think Joe Biden needs to go. He's already been to Europe a couple times this year. Let him stay here and work things here.
I heard that. Thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate your work and all the blood you donate and the inspiration you are to others. Appreciate it. When I heard your question, I thought, have Kamala Harris in lieu of Biden. My first question is, what is the role? There are a lot of countries that participate in the Olympics. Why do we get to talk? We're not the host nation. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. But I really like the idea of putting Kamala Harris in a position on the world stage to give an address of importance. And I really like your theme. She just went and visited the Olympic basketball, the men's national team. Steph Curry, LeBron James, etc. Something I should say about Steph Curry, I'm a little grumpy with him, and I'll explain why. So last night, an old foster brother of mine has this thing called Hoop Again, where he gets older people like me to start playing basketball again. And we go to this place. This place has, it's sort of like Top Golf for basketball, right? It has like a rebounding machine. You just shoot a lot of shots, and it measures like how close to the center you are. You get certain points. You get points for strikes, points for running a cycle. You get all these little points. Like it's almost like a live video game. You're actually shooting baskets and running around the court. And I did that last night. And on my NBA distance 3-pointers. I hit 40% on the dot, and I felt decent about that. I mean, to be clear, I was unguarded. I was in competition, and it was timed, and so there was a little stress, but nobody in my face, right? But I was feeling pretty good. And then I went home, and somebody sent me a clip of Steph Curry, who was preparing for the Olympics and preparing his national team warm up, and he hit 105 straight 3-pointers. 105 straight. Let's be clear, if you're 40%, that means anytime you hit two or three in a row, then you, on average, miss three or four in a row. Okay, so that was about me. I would hit a couple in a row, and then I'd probably miss a couple few in a row. And then he would hit two or three in a row, and then hit another two or three in a row, and then do that like 50 times to hit 105 straight. So anyway, then I realized I am barely a mere mortal. But Kamala Harris went and visited the Olympic team. And I like your idea of putting her on an international stage, import with gravity, with preparation, to talk about a deep theme, right? Not only an attack theme, not only a response of the moment, but a deep theme. I think that'd be a powerful move. How to use a vice president, when to use a vice president, how to use vice president in a way that doesn't seem like it's an insult to the person who's actually invited the president. How do you do it in a way that doesn't seem like you're trying to hide the president? How do you do it in a way that doesn't feel off topic? Anyway, I really like your idea, and to in fact use the vice president in some of those ceremonial roles. I opened the show talking about Great Britain. The greatest argument I've ever heard, I think, the greatest argument I've heard in favor of the monarchy, and I, to be clear, I'm going to come out on a limb and say, I'm opposed to the monarchy. I like democracy. That's it. Best argument was that the British system is it separates the ceremonial head of state with the governing head of state. So that ribbon cuttings, etc., don't have to occupy all of the time of Keir Starmer's trying to rebuild a nation. And that's a pretty good argument. And in this country, occasionally, our first spouse, up to now our first lady, has played some of that ceremonial role. But I actually like the idea of a vice president, putting the vice president in position to play more of that ceremonial role, to try to elevate it and give them something that, again, doesn't seem like it's the second class move, that it's the, oh, well, this is not as important, so the president's not doing it, the vice president is, but something like the Olympics is of obvious importance. I really like that idea, and I gave it more time than I expected, in part because it's maybe a broader theme that could be useful. Let's now give another shot at Jessica. Jessica, we tried and we'll try it again. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Hi. Thank you. I think congressmen and senators around Biden should be respecting and honoring him. He will go down in history. Biden made an incredible choice in Kamala Harris. He can be very proud of that, and he can let her run against Trump. Let her wipe the floor with Trump in a debate. Kamala Harris was a district attorney of Alameda County. Then she was sent to San Francisco's DA's office. Then in 2003, she was elected Attorney General of California, where she served from 2010 to 2014. Look up the 55 things in Politico about Kamala Harris. During her 16th foreign trip, she's been overseas to Ukraine, to the Middle East. She in Munich, she had a conference with security conference.
Jessica, finish strong. We're going to break.
Oh.
I appreciate the point and appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The call number is 202-808-9925. Never called before? Maybe now's the time. It'd be fun to talk to you.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As of tonight, a U.S. Senator, nine members of the House, and Hollywood A-lister and mega donor George Clooney, all calling for President Biden to end his re-election campaign. This is tomorrow. Mr. Biden's scheduled to hold a live press conference. ABC contributing political correspondent Rachel Bade.
I have actually heard Democrats say to me that they hope he fumbles and that it forces this conversation anew. But look, even if it goes smoothly, clearly these frontliners in these difficult re-elections who are facing down Republican challengers, clearly Democratic leaders, they're not convinced that Biden should be staying in this race right now.
At the NATO summit in D.C., the group's most serious rebuke against Beijing, calling China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. In heavily Republican Arkansas, election officials today rejecting petitions submitted for an abortion rights ballot measure that organizers had hoped to put before voters this fall. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. Marriage equality is making gay people happier and healthier. That's according to a new study from UCLA. Abby Goldberg is a psychology professor who says same-sex relationships are stronger and more secure.
They have access to health insurance. They are physically and mentally healthier. They're able to share the challenges and work of raising children.
The same study finds 80% of same-sex couples are concerned politicians and courts could take their rights away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. 2024's summer blockbuster movie season has finally arrived, but studios are already looking two summers into the future. Shrek 5 is officially in development, according to Variety. The entertainment rag reports that Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz will all return and lend their voices. DreamWorks says the film will hit theaters July 1st of 2026. The Hawktua girl, a.k.a. Hayley Welch, has trademarked the phrase Hawktua. The hawk part is kind of gross and could have been corrected if Hayley had spent $8 on a neti pot. Nevertheless, according to TMZ, rumors are swirling that the Queen of Foreplay is in talks to develop her own reality show. TV producers have taken an interest in Welch after her appearances on several podcasts and learned that spittle is not the only thing that comes out of her mouth. Using her words, she comes across as pretty dang likable. With her newfound fame and bedroom talents, you can be sure there will be a long line of suitors wanting to be Mr. Hawktua Girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly cloudy sky, areas of fog forming, lower 60s by daybreak. Our winds will be light. After the fog Thursday morning, we'll see sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. More sunshine Friday, temperatures again in the middle 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We build up to the RNC MKE 2024, and we bring you the latest Trump outrage, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Looking at my yard, and meanwhile in the background, I had Amy Goodman on, and there's this man just screaming and pleading for what's going on, and it's like, how does this work? How can I be here in my bubble, and those people are getting slaughtered, and everything. I mean, it's just like the whole, everything has gotten mean over these last few years, and it's like, why is everything so mean? So it just hit me. That's my dichotomy.
I appreciate it. What is your word of the day? 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. Dichotomy, a division into two parts, kinds, a subdivision into halves or pairs, or a division into two mutually exclusive, opposed, or contradictory groups. In botany, a mode of branching by constant forking, as in some stems, such as in veins of leaves. In astronomy, the phase of the moon, or of an inferior planet, when half of its disk is visible. Sometimes only half of my disk is visible. Mm-hmm. Susie, thank you so much. Let's go to Larry from Los Angeles. You're on the air.
Jefferson, I believe that the Trump coup is an existential crisis. Mm-hmm. My word of the day, and I believe that in November, if he is elected, he will trigger a dictatorship. So my question to you, Jefferson, is, am I being Pollyannish when I say that Mr. Biden should take that high court immunity ruling, and he should charge, arrest, in jail the coup conspirators? And if you're amenable, sir, I'll take my call off the air. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I'll say two things. First, I do think the Department of Justice should be working with less the deliberate and more the speed on prosecuting January 6th coup attempters. They have been doing work. I have some critique over the Attorney General's sort of urbane in deportment. And to cite Sarah Kendzior, we need Nazi fighters. We need people who see themselves as Nazi fighters and are going out and fighting Nazis. And you don't fight Nazis by going slow. And you don't fight Nazis by inviting them over for dinner and complimenting one another's tablecloths. You do it by being vigorous and aggressive and going after it. And I think she's totally right. And I think part of the problem we have is in the white shoe law firms that have the revolving doors into the halls of power in legal circles. So much of the culture is one of urbanity, is one of nice tablecloths, is one of politeness, is one of not recognizing that we need to be Nazi fighters. And that's Sarah Kendzior's take. I adopt it. I think she's smart and wise. As far as how it's linked to the immunity decision. Understand that although there's precatory language within it, there are principles that undermine how I think we should define democracy and give too much unfettered power to the executive. But the ruling itself has to do with criminal immunity. So the thing that would allow Joe Biden to do, I mean, he's able to use the Department of Justice before or after that case, but it would allow Joe Biden to commit a crime now and not get prosecuted for it. That's what it would really allow, which is a little bit different than prosecuting January 6th defendants. But I think I get your point. Let's go to Debbie from Cape Cod. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi. My word, and it's always on my mind, with several other words, but is alien. And, you know, it's been used now for a long time to dehumanize people and call them aliens. And it's really on my mind because there's an alarm going off saying we're going to round them up. We're going to round them up. Now, Trump said this in 2016. I heard him say it because I'm sensitive to it. And they sort of bypassed. I didn't hear much. And then when he took children away from their mothers, everybody was lost it. And I wasn't surprised at all. And I think we've got to really put this out there. These policies, this rounding up thing he talks about, is going to affect anyone who could be mistaken for a quote-unquote illegal alien. And it really worries me a lot. I mean, what about, I'll give you an example, the Puerto Rican woman who's 85 years old, doesn't have a driver's license, doesn't have a passport, doesn't speak English. You're telling me that they're not going to be bringing lots of people in that are American citizens that they think are illegal aliens because of their skin color?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. And I think a place like Miami, which is, you know, I was there not too long ago, is just, you know, it's all Latino. It's the culture. It's everything. How are they going to do this?
I'm glad you called. So how are they going to do it? Rounding up migrants and immigrants and shipping them out of the country is surprisingly popular at this point. I think 40% of Democrats agree with it. And by the way, one of the my many frustrations about Donald Trump is covered. He is covered as someone who's not a politician, and he's sort of different than a politician because he was, like, I don't know, on a TV show and inherited a bunch of money and calls himself a businessman. And therefore he's different than a politician. And when we think about what we don't like about politicians, very often in the zeitgeist, what we don't like is, oh, they're just poll-driven. They're not actual leaders. They're just trying to be poll-driven. And by the way, there's defense for being poll-driven. That's one way to listen to the people. But Donald Trump is the most poll-driven politician I've ever seen. He looks at polls voraciously. He looks at them before he says something. What he looks for is something that he can say that will poll well and yet spark controversy so that it will generate a lot of discussion, distract from things that would be worse for him. And he's skillful at it. And I think the reason that, there's some political brilliance in going after immigration. First of all, by definition, somebody who's in this country who is not a citizen doesn't get to vote. So going after the people who don't get to vote, going after foreigners, is an easy way to get votes because you're not making any enemies. Right? You know, only like a few fluffy-hearted people that want to be nice to those people. But generally speaking, they're the other. You can always go after the other. That's why they're the other. Othering people has been a path to power since people existed. Because they're the other. They don't get to make the decision. It's cheap. It's lazy. It's easy. There's another reason I think that it's working and it's powerful, why I'm so glad you called, and why I think we have to check it. It's because people don't actually understand what it would mean. What would it actually look like and feel like if that started happening? How much human pain would be caused? And to be clear, I am not an open borders person. I think there needs to be sensible immigration policy. I also think it should be a lot easier for skilled workers to get here. I've been working hard to help somebody who should absolutely be in this country to be in this country. It's absurd that the country would be better if she were here. And anybody who knows her knows that. And it's absurd to me. And let's be clear that the reason we haven't been able to pass meaningful immigration reform, including sensible border policy, including making sure you actually have good guest worker programs, including making sure the skilled workers have a chance to get here, including making sure we scratch the various itches and have smart immigration policy. That is because Republicans have killed it each time it's come up. And the reason they've killed it after they have worked together, after Republican leadership has worked together on a smart bill, is because somebody, and that somebody is now manifested as Donald Trump, has gone in and killed that progress because they want to preserve it as a political issue. They want to be able to use the other in order to build power, a tool as old as humanity, a device, a strategy, a trick, a lazy, easy move to other people. That's why they're other people. And we'll use that as a pathway to one's own dominance. I think people haven't actually thought about, and because they haven't actually seen what it'd be like when this starts happening, it will end up feeling and looking in many respects like Japanese internment camps, except we won't be in the middle of war. We'll just be in the middle of Donald Trump being president and wanting to demonstrate, I don't know, that they're the other. Because you would be getting all kinds of false positives, all kinds of people who just fit the wrong profile.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is a Tom Hartman program. Go to your calls. What's your word of the day? 202-808-9925.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors and your rights when you are in collections. Debt collectors are people who've been hired to collect money that you owe to someone else. They can be persistent or rude or sometimes worse, but they do have to follow rules. Federal law says that they cannot call before 8 a.m. in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night. They cannot harass you, meaning they can't curse at you or threaten you. And they cannot lie to you or make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't tell anyone other than your spouse or your attorney about your debt. Now, if you experience any of this, you can complain about them to the Federal Trade Commission at consumer.gov. And last thought before I go, you can always ask a debt collector to stop calling you. Legally, they have to comply. If they don't, you report them to the FTC. For more money tips, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair.
Bear on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
David from Clearwater, you're on the air. What's your word of the day?
Well, it's two words. Think, vote. We have more registered Democrats than registered Republicans. If we think about it and vote, get up, go vote, call the voting registrar in your county and ask them to send you over the ballot so you can fill out the ballot, follow the instructions, which are simple enough for a former eighth grader to read and follow, and vote. Everything that's happened evil lately has been curable. If we go vote, if we change the discussion from so we have a slight margin to we can do something. We can really do something.
David, I love both of those words. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, and thank you for listening to being part of the community. Think and vote. Go to George from Cripple Creek, Virginia. What a name of a place. How you doing, George? You got a word of the day?
Yeah, escalation. Great job filling in for Tom. Did you see that the Chinese troops are conducting an 11-day joint military exercise with Belarusian troops right along the Polish border? That's a significant escalation in that part of the world. I don't think the Chinese have ever done that before, and that proves we need NATO now more than ever.
Yeah, we need NATO more than ever. You're absolutely right, George. I appreciate it. And Putin has done something that has done sort of the flip side of what Nixon did, and I'll explain. So Kissinger's big move was triangulation, right? Like seeing there were three great superpowers in the world in terms of population, military, etc. And they were the United States, then Soviet Union, and China. And sent Nixon to China. He said, listen, if we can make sure there's still a wedge between Russia and China, they sort of fear each other. And if we're a little bit friendlier to them, that'll help keep Russia in check, help keep the Soviet Union in check. Putin's moves over the past over a decade have been to further drive a wedge between the United States and China, doing all kinds of under-the-table stuff, all kinds of over-the-table stuff. So many covert operations, so many little things, so many of those Russian bots trying to boost sort of China and the United States' antipathy. Meanwhile, trying to make a little more buddy with China and say, hey, look, we also have more dictatorial systems, so why don't we make friends? Why don't we make military friends? We also, like just like you want to mess with Hong Kong and Taiwan, we want to mess with Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we've been having to mess with this Western alliance for the last several decades, the last multiple generations, that has been sort of keeping things in check. Maybe we unite and go up against them. That's what's kind of been happening. When I was a kid, I wondered, NATO seemed like the kind of thing you needed for World War II or maybe about the Soviet Union, but do you still, with the fall of the wall, do you still need it? Yeah, you really do. You really do. The linkage between Europe, the United States, and allies is more important than it's been in probably, 40 years, 30 years? And I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the word of the day. Let's go to Mark from Valley, Washington. You're on the air.
All right, Jefferson, my word of the day is stupidity. I'm sick of it. All right, I'm sick of it.
All right.
All right, let me give a quick explanation.
All right.
All right, let's say Biden's sundowning, because that's what I think's going on here. I think he sundowns. You know, after 7, 8 o'clock at night, he starts losing it a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, I'll accept that. Would you rather have a guy that actually knows what he's doing, cares about the country, and is functional doing something from, let's say, 8, 9 in the morning to 7 o'clock at night? When Trump was in office, he didn't show up until 11, and he was gone by 4. So if anybody thinks Trump's running the government more than Biden would be, they're stupid. Okay?
Yeah. And Donald Trump took more golfing appointments than anybody else ever had. And by the way, when he was at work, it wasn't good for the country. Like, I don't know if I'd rather have Donald Trump golfing or I'd rather have him in the Oval Office, because when he's out golfing, he's not working. When he is working, he's doing bad things.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't get it. I mean, why do Americans have 4-year political amnesia? Why
it's hard
can't
to remember
how screwed up things were?
I appreciate that, Mark, and thanks for the call. Yeah, it's hard to remember. We are almost to a fault. We are to a fault prisoners of the moment. We have deep recency bias. Shout out to Condom Tversky for helping us, teaching all of us how our minds work. And we remember things that are recent. And the media doesn't help. I know we're part of the media. We're a different kind, though, a little bit. Even the word news is a problem. Because the origin of the word news, not even its origin, basically the word news is new. That you share what is new. Well, what about stuff that's just important that we can't forget? Like, we know who Donald Trump is. We know who his administration is. It's going to be worse the next time. If there is a next time, it will be decidedly worse. He will have fewer shackles. He'll have to make fewer deals with the Republican Party. The Republican Party, he's consolidated the Republican Party. They have decided they are him. And it's going to be worse. And yet, because that's not news, because that's olds, we need stuff that's olds. Maybe we should have a portion of this program that's the olds. And not just talking about the age of the presidential nominees, but in fact, deep truths that continue to matter, even if they're not on a given headline, even if they're not Twitter bait on a given Twitter moment. I appreciate it. Let's go to Paul. You're on the air, Paul, from Ambler, Pennsylvania.
Jeff, word of the day, knuckleheads. I want to talk about the disconnect between the Democratic National Committee and all the... You going off the air?
No, yeah, stick with us for a minute. They are. You had another 10 seconds, but stick with us for a minute.
All right.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. We'll be back, 202-808-9925. It is Word Wednesday. It is Watch Your Language Wednesday. This is your show. This is Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. Superbeatsradio.com.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it is the final leg of the VP Olympics. Does Trump go with the weird guy with the beard, man from Florida, or the governor that nobody's heard of? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above Lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.